No. No. Ugh, no, god damn it. Where, I swear. God damn. It was right here. Right behind this shit. Ugh. It has to be somewhere. It just... Not one step further, stranger. Good evening. Did I wake you? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I promise I didn't mean to. Guess I got a little bit carried away. Whew. All right, let me catch my breath. You almost got a drop on me there. But I wouldn't feel too smug. You want to hear a secret? Come on. The old graveyard by the church. Oh, it's full of folks who almost got a drop on me. Oh, why, yes. Yes, that is a threat. You're a smart boy. Oh, no, but don't worry. I have no interest in hurting you. I've got a question for you. See, I used to work here, you know, a long time ago. I hated it, but I had this box, right? A little, shall we say, retirement fund. And before I blew town, I hid it here for safe keeping. You know what that word means? Yeah. Now, I know for a fact that I left it in one of these little secret compartments under the bar. But wouldn't you know, I can't seem to find it. I've got one question for you. And I'll ask it as sweetly as I can, and depending on your answer, well, we may or may not return to the topic of any threats that I may or may not have made. Where is my goddamn motherfucking box? Well, I'm not gonna lie. I don't really like that answer. Not one bit. Tell you what. Come here. Look, there are plenty of nice places to sit. And if I were you, oh, I would get comfortable because I am not leaving without my box. Oh, come on. I can't even see you. You're hunched over in the shadows like that. Come out. You know, it's easier to negotiate if we can look each other in the... Well. Of all the people I expected to see here, you were not on that list. Small world, ain't it? Hey, what's with the face? Come here. Give me a hug. It's been ages. What? You don't recognize me? Yeah, actually, you know what? You're right. I'm probably mistaken. You know, when I looked at you, I could have sworn you were this guy I used to roll with back in the day. You know, stick-up gang, couple bank robberies. Naturally, I was the brains and he was the muscle. But not much for conversation. But at the same time, not bad to look at either. Very distinctive look. Very memorable. Kind of like yours. He always had this no fun grimace on his face. Yeah, just like that one. A big sour face and a bunch of lovely, lovely scars. You know, my favorite was on his inner thigh. Very inner. You see, to get a good look, you had to get your face very, very close. So close you could almost... See, oh, you do recognize me. I knew it. Oh, I am truly touched. And I'm really glad we could clear that up. Well, won't be needing this, I guess. Come on, tough guy. Put it away. Oh, no. What are you gonna do? Shoot me? Well, then, go ahead, handsome. Do it. I'm on your property, aren't I? And I'm trying to rob you. Plus, I'll do anything to get my box back. And the only way to stop me is, well, to blow me away. So, what are you waiting for? Yeah, I didn't think so. Come on, you're a bartender, aren't you? Yeah? So put that gun away and pour us a drink. I want something strong and fancy, please. So, how long has it been? Years, right? It must have been if you've had time to work your way up to manager of this dump. Oh? I'm sorry, owner. Even better. Very, very impressive. Well? What? So, what's the scam? Must be something real big. Ooh, let me guess. That new bank next to the block over, right? I checked it out and it seems locked up real good and tight, but nobody would ever suspect the kind, handsome barkeep of anything like... Oh, not the bank? Okay, but then what are you... Wait. What do you mean? There's no scam. Like, none at all? What? Oh, God. That is the dumbest shit I have ever heard. No, you shut up. You mean to tell me you've gone straight? like just any other asshole? You? Nuh-uh. Mm-mm. No, I call bullshit. But why? You're not making any sense. Look, remember back in the day we had everything we wanted. Money, freedom, the whole state was our fucking playground. But no, you decide to throw that all away. All that freedom, all that power, and for what exactly? A grimy old bar in no-name tumbleweed town? Really? Explain it to me. Make it make sense. Give me one good reason why... What? I'm sorry, keep my voice down. Why, you're a grown man. Can't you just handle a little bit of... Oh, wait a minute. Is there someone upstairs? Is there a woman up there? Oh, you're squirming now. Oh, really? Well, you're such a dog. I mean, this is a very interesting development. Well, I'm very, very sorry for interrupting. And here I never took you for the lady in red type. Oh, okay, all right. Calm down. She's not a whore. She's not a whore. Sorry. Message is very well received. Look, you're very touchy about her, aren't we? Which would suggest... Ooh, is that a ring on your finger? Oh, goodness. I see. It's all coming together now. Oh, dear, handsome. Looks like that sentimental streak finally got the better of you, didn't it? Now, tell me how close I am. Life on the lam with me gets a little bit scary. So you abandoned me, very cruelly, I might add, and run off to the last place I'd look for you. The piece of shit, Two Horse Town, where we met. And then, no, I'm not done. I am not done. You get a job at my old bar, make ends meet, and... Oh, la la. What's this? Along comes true love. Some lovely doe-eyed girl next door starts hanging around the bar, laughing at your jokes and saying, "Ooh, where'd you get this scar? And this one, and this one." And before you know it, oh, wedding bells are in the air. But no, no, no. This bar is no place to settle down and raise a family, is it? But lucky for you, then. You just happen to find a certain box. A box containing enough gold to set you and your lady up for a long, long time. So, how'd I do? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I've got you all figured out, just like I always do. How cute. Just precious. Like one of those little picture books for children at the general store. Well then, who is it? Ugh. The girl upstairs, obviously dumbass. The fair maiden who tamed your savage heart. Who is she? Oh, come on, tell me. I'm dying to know. I mean, she must be something real special to pull you away from the outlaw game. Wait, no fucking way. Her, the preacher's daughter. Oh my God, are you serious? Jesus, that is, I mean, that's incredible. I'm speechless. You know, have you considered that you might be trying too hard with the turning over a new leaf stuff? Oh no, I absolutely will not let it go. I need to know everything. She's pretty, if I remember correctly. But tell me, does she sleep with those long wool skirts, or is that strictly a date night kind of thing? What? No, I'm not mocking anybody. I'm just catching up with a former lover, you know, ensuring he's making choices that he's proud of. All right, fine. No more jokes. I promise. Pinky swear. So, how do you feel about that choice? You know, being settled. Taking all that money, all my money, and putting up a farmhouse on the plains with your little damsel upstairs. I mean, it could be a good life, I guess. You'll dig up turnips until your knees give out. She'll even spit out a few kids and then never let you touch her again. Oof, the stuff of dreams, am I right? All right. Well, if you say so. Yeah. That's the life some people could be happy with. But not everyone. You see, there are those who want just a little bit more. Who've seen all the wild and wonderful things the world has to offer. Who want rich food and big money and good fucking. There are plenty of people like us, aren't there? Shh. Don't say anything. Just listen. I've got a proposition for you. You see, I've changed my mind about the box. If you really want to steal from me, take all my money and use it to buy your little domestic dream on the prairie. Fine, take it. I don't care. It's just money after all. And plus, there's no shortage of poor, defenseless stagecoaches ripe for a robbery. I'll be okay. But that's not what you want, is it? I know you better than that. I know every inch of you, inside and out. I know you far, far better than your little lady upstairs. That's for sure. Is that so? Come on now. Lie to me all you want, but don't lie to yourself. Because she doesn't know you like I do. You see, she doesn't know how far you'll go to get what you want. She'll never see you rage, tell someone you'll kill them and mean it. She doesn't know how you like to smoke and drink and fight. No, she doesn't know how you like to fuck. How is she in bed? It's okay. You can tell me. Must have been real tricky to convince Daddy to give you the keys to her chastity belt. Does she make you put the lights out? Does she shrink away when you try to touch her? Oh, poor little thing. What does she do when you try to get rough? What does she do when you ask her to suck your cock? She doesn't do it, does she? She would never, because she's such a good girl. She's not a whore. But I am. I'm your whore. And I'm back. Now, show me how much you missed me. Oh, come back to me. Run away with me again. It can be just like it used to be. We can go wherever we want. Oh, this whole country can be ours again. Come with me. Please, just come with me. Here, up on the bar. Come on, hurry. There you are. Oh, how I've missed you. Oh, not quite hard yet. Oh, that's okay. Here, let me help. Oh, how does that feel, baby? Oh, did you miss it? Having a mouth around your cock. Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it? She hasn't done this for you, has she? Shh. Keep your voice down. She'll hear us. Or is that what you want? Do you want her to hear us? Do you want her to come down and see? See someone stealing your man away? As someone who will do everything she won't. Oh, what would you do? What would you do if she... There's the outlaw, I remember. What are you going to do now? You've got me right where you want me. Bent over the bar, ass sticking out. Are you going to? Oh, fuck. Give it to me. Give it to me now before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, I fucking missed you. Now, fuck me. Oh, yeah. Do it quick. Oh, not much longer till sunrise. Oh, come on, baby. Fuck me. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, just like that. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, fuck me harder. Fuck me harder, baby. Harder. Oh, God. I'm so... Fuck. You make me so fucking wet. I miss you so much. Oh, shit. I miss your cock. Oh, I miss your cock so fucking much. Oh, you're so fucking... Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so hot. Oh, you're so... keep going. Oh, keep going, baby. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Fuck. Oh, yeah, fuck. Pull my hair. Pull my... Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, like that. Baby, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Hard. Just like that. Oh, yeah, like that. Go, fuck, baby. Oh, that feels so good. It feels so fucking good. Okay. Hurrah. I'm trying to keep it down. I'm really trying. I just... Oh, I feel so... Okay, here. Oh, lie down on the bar. Now it's your turn. Alright, here we go. This was always your favorite position, wasn't it? Good, because I want you to make this quick. I want to finish you off. I want you to... Oh, fuck. Alright, yeah. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Do you feel that? Oh, you like it when I grind my pussy on your cock like that? Yeah, I can tell you do. Oh, I can feel you throbbing. Oh, that's good, baby. That's good. Oh, because I want you to come. Yeah, can you do that? Can you come for me? Yeah. Oh, I want it, baby. I want it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I miss your cum. I want it inside. I want you to come inside me. Please. Yeah, come for me, baby. Come for me. Yeah, come for me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Alright, so can you pass me that bottle? No, that one by your head, the whiskey, thanks. Whew. You know, we always did make a good team. I think I just forgot how good. I mean, thanks for the reminder, handsome. Here, help me get down. There. You owe me new pants. This is gonna make my ride out here very inconvenient. Unless you let me borrow one of your ladies' frocks. All right, I agree. I think we've talked about her long enough. Now, listen, I'm going to go. I left my horse tied up back, and someone's bound to notice it soon. And after that, I'm going to leave this town for good. So, you've got a choice to make. Option one, you can keep my box, stay with your little miss, and have yourself a wonderful, boring life. Or, option two, you know, you take the box, pack up your guns, take your horse, and meet me under the hangman's tree outside town. I'll wait until dawn. After that, I'm gone. Forever. And, look, it's up to you. I've said all I can say, I think. Except I really did miss you. You know, things, they weren't the same without you. They weren't fun anymore. So if you decided to come with me, that would make me real happy. And there's not much out there that makes me happy, but you always did. So there. That's all. Anyway, come here. Choose wisely, babe. I'll see you soon, I hope.